Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text 1. Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te gujatamam,
Idam tu te gujatamam,
Pravaksham yanasuyave,
Pravaksham yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te gujatamam,
Idam tu te gujatamam,
Pravaksham yanasuyave,
Pravaksham yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te gujatamam,
Idam tu te gujatamam,
Pravaksham yanasuyave,
Pravaksham yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Shri Bhagavan
Vacha,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Idam tu te guhyatamam, Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Jnanam
vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva
moksase
shubhat,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te
guhyatamam,
Pravakshami
yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat.
Someone else?
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Pravakshami anusuyave,
Pravakshami anusuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat.
Shri Bhagavan
Vacha,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Pravakshami anusuyave,
Pravakshami anusuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat.
Shri Bhagavan
Vacha, Idam tu te guhyatamam, Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Jnanam
vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva
moksase shubhat.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Idam tu te guhyatamam,
Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Pravakshami yanasuyave,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Jnanam vijnana sahitam,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat,
Yajnatva moksase shubhat.
Shri Bhagavan
Vacha, Idam tu te guhyatamam, Pravakshami yanasuyave, Jnanam vijnana sahitam, Yajnatva moksase shubhat.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Tu.
Tu.
But.
But.
Te.
Te.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Guhyatamam.
Guhyatamam.
The most confidential.
The most confidential.
Pravakshami.
Pravakshami.
I am speaking.
I'm speaking.
Anasuyave.
Anasuyave.
To the non-envious.
Non-envious.
Jnanam.
Jnanam.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Vijnana.
Vijnana.
Realized knowledge.
Realized knowledge.
Sahitam.
Sahitam.
With.
With.
Yet.
Yet.
Which.
Which.
Gyatva.
Gyatva.
Knowing.
Knowing.
Mokshase.
Mokshase.
You will be released.
You will be released.
Ashupat,
Ashupat,
from this miserable material existence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. Purport. As a devotee hears more and more about the Supreme Lord, he becomes enlightened. This hearing process is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are full of potencies, and these potencies can be realized if topics regarding the Supreme Godhead are discussed amongst devotees. This cannot be achieved by the association of mental speculators or academic scholars for this realized knowledge. This one? Let's experiment. The devotees are constantly engaged in the Supreme Lord's service. The Lord understands the mentality and sincerity of a particular living entity who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and gives him the intelligence to understand the science of Krishna and the association of devotees. Discussion of Krishna is very potent, and if a fortunate person has such association and tries to assimilate the knowledge, then he will surely make advancement towards spiritual realization. Lord Krishna, in order to encourage Arjuna to higher and higher elevation in his potent service, describes in this ninth chapter matters more confidential than any he has already disclosed. Om Agamitamiranthasya Gyananjana Shalagaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shravanantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Sadvaitam Savadutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditam Hare Krishna Kodana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Vikaranta Tapta-kāncana-gaurangi Radhe-vrindāvaneshari Vishra-vāru-sukhe-devi Pranamāmi-hari-priye Vāncha-kota-kruvyascha Kripa-sindhu-ve-yacha Padita-nāma-bhāvane-vyo Vaishnari-yo-namo-namā Shri Krishna-chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastani Gauravadadurinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Bhagavatam. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshami ansuyale jnana vijnana sahitam yajgatva moksha shubhat. Can you hear all right? Or do we need to be closer and tell me?
No, it's okay. Yes, I'm hearing.
You're hearing. Okay, you're the man in the back. Pravakshami. Krishna says, I'll explain this. The sound vibration will be potent. Transcendental sound leads to realization, especially when heard in the association of devotees. Satam prasangat mamadirya samhira avanti hrit karna rasayana kata yaj joshanaj af ashula pavargava shantadratir patir mukurashita. Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavatam. Satam prasanga, when we hear in the association of devotees, Krishna says, then mama virya samhita, the topics are powerful. Virya means potent, powerful. And bhavanti hrit karna rasayana, they become very pleasing to the heart and to the ear. Rasayana kata means very relishable subject matters. Rasayana also means very healthy, just like you have Chavan Prash Rasayan, something that builds up your strength and your health. So this Krishna Katha is Rasayana, also from that point of view. And by hearing in the association of devotees, one travels on the path of freedom from material existence. And step by step, we progress from initial interest or faith, and to attachment, and to finally to pure devotional service. So, hearing is the most important. This process is very important, just to hear. Pravaksham is the bona fide devotee has to speak, or the personality of Godhead himself. There are two kinds of Krishna Katha. There's Krishna Katha spoken by Krishna, as here in Bhagavad Gita, and there's Krishna Katha spoken about Krishna, as in Srimad Bhagavatam. So they're both Krishna Katha. So we have to hear from Krishna or from the devotee of Krishna. Satam prasanga, when we hear, not from the professional men. They don't have spiritual potency. They have financial potency. They can take your money. But they can't introduce the seed of bhakti yoga into the heart, nor can they actually water that seed. They can make a pleasing performance and attract many people, and it will be very nice. But it won't actually lead to spiritual realization. One has to hear. And such men, one day they speak about Krishna, and then the next day they speak about Durga, and the next day they speak about simply business. Religious business. So we should hear from the devotees, not from the professional men, and not from the Mayavadis. Mayavadi Pasha Shunilei Vari Sarvana. If we hear from the Mayavadis, then instead of getting nourished, everything gets ruined. So strictly we should avoid hearing from the Mayavadis, the non-devotees, and we should also avoid hearing from the professional men. We should hear from the devotees. It may not be very slick, polished performance, but it will have spiritual potency. Srila Prabhupada says to encourage Arjuna in his to higher and higher elevation in his potent service. In this ninth chapter, Krishna describes matters more confidential than any he has already disclosed. The very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, the first chapter, is more or less an introduction to the rest of the book. And in the second and third chapters, the spiritual knowledge is described is called confidential. Topics discussed in the 7th and 8th chapters are specifically related to devotional service. And because they bring enlightenment in Krishna consciousness, they are called more confidential. But the matters described in the 9th chapter deal with unalloyed, pure devotion. Therefore, this is called the most confidential. One who is situated in the most confidential knowledge of Krishna is naturally transcendental. He therefore has no material pangs, although he is in the material world. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that although one who has a sincere desire to render loving service to the Supreme Lord is situated in the conditional state of material existence, he is to be considered liberated. Similarly, we shall find in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, that anyone engaged in that way is a liberated person. Just to know that I'm not this body, that I'm spirit soul, is already confidential knowledge. Most of the world is going on under the illusion that the body is the self. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black. This is my house, this is my land, this is my car, this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my family, this is my money. Everyone is bewildered under this materialistic idea. But to understand that I'm not this body and that the things related to this body are not actually mine, and that I come and go, they come and go, is confidential knowledge. But devotional service is more confidential. Srila Prabhupada explains that there are 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. The first 6 chapters more or less describe karma yoga. And the last 6, jnana yoga. And the middle 6 chapters are bhakti yoga. Just like a book, you have the 2 covers, and then the substance is in the middle. Or a sandwich, you know, you have the 2 layers of bread, and the substance is in the middle. So in the middle of Bhagavad Gita, we find more confidential knowledge, or the most confidential knowledge, the knowledge of devotional service. Chapter 7 and 8 is already confidential, and now Krishna says, I'm going to speak to you something still more confidential concerning the science of devotional service. And Prabhupada mentions that the person who is situated in devotional service is already a liberated person, even though he's apparently still in this material world. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa kira nikalash bhapyavastasu jivan mukta suchite. Even here in the material world, the person who's engaged in the service of Krishna, harir dasye, karmana manasa kira, with his body, with his mind, with his words, nikalash bhapyavastasu, even though he's still in the material world, jivan mukta suchade, he's considered a liberated soul. Because he's engaged in Krishna's service. He's engaged in, not in the activities of the material world, he's engaged in the activities of the spiritual world. So he's already situated on the spiritual platform. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the coconut. When the coconut dries up, the coconut shell is still within the coconut, but it's disconnected. You shake the coconut, you hear the coconut rattling around inside, because it's no longer connected, even though it's inside. So the devotee, even though he's still inside this material world, he's disconnected from these material activities. He knows I'm not this body. He knows I'm servant of Krishna. So he's a liberated soul, even while in this material world or in this material body. Now, this first verse has specific significance The words idam jnana, this knowledge, refer to pure devotional service, which consists of 9 different activities: hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, praying, obeying, maintaining friendship, and surrendering everything. By the practice of these 9 elements of devotional service, one is elevated to spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. When one's heart is thus cleared of material contamination, one can understand this science of Krishna. Simply to understand that a living entity is not material is not sufficient. That may be the beginning of spiritual realization, but one should recognize the difference between activities of the body and the spiritual activities of one who understands that he's not this body. Idam jnana, this knowledge, means knowledge of devotional service. Devotional service means activities. That's why it's more confidential or more advanced. The beginning is, I'm not this body. That's confidential knowledge. But now that I know that I'm not this body, what do I do? What is my engagement? Simply to sit, I'm not this body, I'm not this body. What do I do if I'm not this body? What am I? What are my activities? If a girl is married, simply to be married, I'm married, I'm married, I'm married. No, you have to perform the activities of a wife, cooking and all family duties. Otherwise, simply to say I'm married, what's the use of being married? One has to act married. Or if I'm an American, then I have to vote, I have to do something. Otherwise, simply to say I'm an American, what's the meaning of it? I have to, in some way, serve my country. Otherwise, it's superficial, I'm American. There have to be activities. Now I'm thinking I'm this body, so there are activities aimed at sense gratification. I'm looking for money, I'm looking for enjoyment of the senses. Because according to my realization, that's what I am. So I have to act. Therefore, a person takes to Krishna consciousness. If he becomes less active in material activities, I mean, what's wrong with you? You're not being responsible. You're neglecting your life. Because for the materialist, life means activities dedicated to sense gratification. That is life. Therefore, they look forward to the weekend when they can enjoy. They'll go eat something, do something for sense gratification. Of course, in the 7 days of their week, for 5 days, they'll work like asses. But that's their activity, because I'm this body, so I have to work for the sense gratification of this body. And then whatever opportunity I get, which is not very much, I have to try to gratify my senses. But a devotee means Krishna conscious person. It's not just some sentiment. Devotional service is not just some sentimental feeling. I love Krishna. And it's not inactivity, simply meditation. It's practical engagement in the service of Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada's translation of bhakti is devotional service. Not simply devotion. Devotion is some feeling. But feeling is not everything. Feeling has to be manifest in terms of practical activity. If I love my country, I have to serve my country. If I love Krishna, I have to serve Krishna. Not simply, just like in the spiritual world, the queens are sweeping the touchstones. Although the touchstones never get dirty. But they're sweeping. Because they're just to please Krishna. Just to please the Lord. Practical activity. They're engaged, always engaged. Something to satisfy Krishna. So, their chant, and that's mentioned, Navavitta Bhakti. Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vandanam Archanam Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Satyam Atmani Veda. Nine different ways to serve Krishna. By hearing, by chanting, by remembering Krishna, by active service at the Lord's lotus feet, by archan, by offering prayers, by carrying out the orders of the Lord, by developing a friendly relationship with the Lord, by surrendering everything, and Bali Maharaj surrendered everything. But one can engage in all nine or eight or seven, at least one, and that will make one's program successful. So the Mayavadis are unaware of this. They'll go on speculating, aham brahmasmi, and this and that. But they'll never serve the Lord. Because they're actually envious of the Lord. They want to merge with the Lord. They want to become the Lord. They don't like the idea of serving the Lord. They're opposed, actually. They'd rather speculate, they'd rather do something other than serve Krishna. Therefore, the word will come, anasuyave, will come to that. In the seventh chapter, what is the difficulty? Can we please check all the phones? It's the first thing you need to learn when you get a mobile, how to turn it off. That's confidential knowledge. In the seventh chapter, we've already discussed the opulent potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his different energies, the inferior and superior natures, and all this material manifestation. Now in chapter 9, the glories of the Lord will be delineated. Prabhupada briefly discusses some of the topics that have been described in the seventh chapter. Begins by describing superior nature, inferior nature. Other topics are discussed. But now we're going to get deeper into the glories of Krishna. The Sanskrit word anasuyave in this verse is also very significant. Generally, the commentators, even if highly scholarly, are all envious of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the most erudite scholars write on Bhagavad Gita very inaccurately because they are envious of Krishna. Their commentaries are useless. The commentaries given by devotees of the Lord are bona fide. No one can explain Bhagavad Gita or give perfect knowledge of Krishna if he's envious. One who criticizes the character of Krishna without knowing him is a fool. So such commentaries should be very carefully avoided. For one who understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the pure and transcendental personality, these chapters will be very beneficial. There are commentators who are envious, outright envious of Krishna. They want to minimize Krishna. They want to subtract from Krishna his actual glories. His name, his holy name is glorious, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. And they want to say that this is all Maya. This is all Maya. The form is only for the less intelligent persons who can't meditate on Nirakar Brahma. The qualities of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, these are just to give us something to think about, but actually, when you come to the higher stage, then everything is void or everything is impersonal. So they're envious of Krishna. They really want to get rid of Krishna. So how can they speak on Krishna's book? they want to minimize Krishna always, either directly or indirectly. Usually, the commentators, after all, they're commentating on Bhagavad Gita. So in some roundabout way, or sometimes even straight out, they want to minimize Krishna. That's called envious. Prabhupada gave an example of envious, that there were two lawyers discussing. One lawyer says to the other lawyer, "Did you hear that Chakravarti has been promoted to high court judge?" The other lawyer says, "Chakravarti? That guy? Not possible. That's unfit, unqualified. He couldn't have been posted there." "No, no, I've seen him. He's sitting on the bench, actually." "Then he must not be getting paid." Somehow to criticize. Somehow to criticize, to minimize. That's the business of the envious person. To find fault, to criticize, to bring others down. Because if someone else is down, then I'm up. Just like we in one of our other places, our leading man had to leave because he was denounced to the government by one of his co-workers. And it wasn't on religious grounds. It was just that when he left, then the co-worker comes up to the higher position for promotion. So it was simply envious. Why should this man be ahead of me? If I can get rid of him, then I come up. So this is envy, but envy starts at the top. That Krishna's the top man. If I can get rid of him, then I'll come to the top position. Right now, I can't come to the top position because it's occupied. So if I can get rid of the present occupant, then I can take the position. Of course, to take the position, sometimes they're so envious, they directly, "I am God, I'm the avatar, I'm such rascals. Why should Krishna be God? I'll be God." Otherwise, a little less audacious, that we're all God, you know, democratic system, that, no, it's not that I'm only God, everyone is God. Except Krishna. We all become one with God, or we're already God, we just have to realize somehow we've forgotten that we are God. But by some process, we'll remember that we're God. God has a little problem, he forgets, you know. Just as we forget our car keys, so we also forget that we're God. Such rascal. And by doing yoga, by mental speculation, I'll remember that I'm God. Natasya karyam karyam chadidita. The real definition of God is, he doesn't have to do anything. So if you have to do some yoga, some meditation, some sadhana, to realize that you're God, then you're not God. Because God never has to do any of that. To kill Putana Rakshasi, Krishna didn't have to do any tapasya, any meditation. He didn't have to remember that he's God. From the lap of his mother, he's God. No sadhana, no nothing. He's constitutionally the Supreme Personality of God. And we're constitutionally marginal little entities. But we want to obliterate that distinction between the great and the small and become great. The drop of water is not happy being a drop, he wants to be the whole ocean. And he says, "See, there's no difference between me and the ocean. Ocean is wet, I'm wet. Ocean is H2O, I'm also H2O. So there's no difference between me and the ocean. I'm as good as the ocean." Envious little drop. He just doesn't want to consider that the ocean is so huge that the ships are going in it, whales are swimming in it, and everything. And in me, in one little drop, nothing. The ocean is so great, it can drown whole cities. kind of a drop. You can't even drown a mosquito. So they want to make the drop and the ocean. I'm a drop, make me the ocean. How would it make you the ocean? You're not even a good drop. A good drop knows I'm a drop. Bas. Let me be satisfied. But the drop wants to become the ocean. He's a fool. How will the drop become the ocean? They're not even a glass. I want some water, so suppose they put a drop in. What have you given? No, it's as good as the whole glass. You just have to realize that there's no difference between a glass of water and a drop of water. Does it make any sense? When you're thirsty, you don't want a drop. You want at least a glass or two. Well, Krishna is the complete personality of Godhead. He's infinite. And the living entities are infinitesimal. The infinitesimal living entity wants to assume the position of the infinite. Then he's envious. And then that's why he's a conditioned soul. It's jad tvesha samutena tvandhavina sarvabhutani sammoha. Sarge yanti paramita. Because we're envious of Krishna, and because we desire to enjoy like Krishna, we're placed in duality and illusion. They're thinking the illusion is, I've forgotten that I'm God. They're thinking that's the duality. Actually, there's no difference between me and God. So only in this duality of illusion am I imagining that I'm different from God. But actually, this is their illusion, and this is their duality. That God is giving his order, sarva dharman pratyaja, mam ekam sharanam bhaja. And they're saying, no. Why? Why should I? I'm also God. That's their illusion. That's their duality. Otherwise, dvandva moya. Nirmukta, what is that? Vajante mam judhavita. What is the beginning?
Sarvabhauma.
No. Yesham tvantakatam pāpam janānam punyakāmanam te dvandvamoham nirmukta. When one is at the end of put an end to all sinful activities, and he's only engaged in pious activities. Then he becomes free from illusion and duality. Therefore we say no intoxication, no gambling, no meat, no illicit sex. This is all that means antagatam papa, end of sinful activities. End of sinful activities. No gambling, no meat. No illicit sex, no intoxication. Because these are the pillars of sinful life. When we pull down the pillars, the building falls. So when we stop these four sinful activities, then sinful life comes to an end. Jananam punya karma, punya shravana tirtha. Hearing about Krishna. Te dvandva moha nirmukta. Then one can become free from duality and illusion. And what's the sign? One's actually free from duality and illusion. Bhajante maham jodhavita. And he engages in devotional service very seriously. Therefore, that's the most confidential. I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. But are you actually free from illusion? Are you actually free from duality? If you're really free, then what's the sign? Bhajante maham. What engages in devotional service. As long as I'm still averse to devotional service, that means I'm still affected by duality, still affected by illusion. And when I'm wholeheartedly engaged in devotional service, then sarvapadi vinirbhuktam tadpuratenam. Rishikesh, 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 Bhakti Rishikesh. we'll engage our purified senses in the service of the master of the senses. Oh, later, Idam te natapaskaya napaktaya kadachana. Krishna says, let's see. Na chashu shushabe. Idam te natapaskaya napaktaya kadachana. Na chashu shushabe vachana. Na cham mam yo abhyasuyati. This is very valuable knowledge, the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, but it's little confidential. So it should not be told to those who are not austere. Na paktaya. Not to the apaktas. Not to those who are averse to devotional service. Kadacha. Na cha shu shushabe vacha. Not to those who have no faith in the subject matter. Na cha mam yo abhyasuyati. And not to those who are envious of me. Not to those who are envious of me. So it shouldn't even be spoken to those who are envious of Krishna. What to speak of hearing from those who are envious? They didn't even have a right to hear it. What to speak of expounding on it? Strictly, we should avoid the commentaries by the Mayavadis, by the non-devotees. They may be great scholars, they may be great literary men, they may be famous, they may be whatever they may be. But if they're not devotees, we shouldn't hear from them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we shouldn't even associate with them. Asatsanga tyag e Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya taught that one should give up bad association, satsanga. What is bad association? Stri sangye kashatu. The association of those who are addicted to women for sense enjoyment. Stri sangye. And Krishna bhakta. And the other satsanga is those who are non-devotees or those who are opposed to devotional service. We should avoid them. A satsanga tyag. One of his household devotees asked him, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava? And that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer. He doesn't want to associate with the Sri Sangis. That's explained by Lord Kapildev in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. One should never associate with a person who's like a dancing dog in the hands of a woman. Satsu, what is that? Anyway, he said, one should never associate with a person who's like a dancing dog. You know, the woman is smiling and he's dancing. For sex enjoyment, he becomes like a little puppy dog. He becomes a fool. He becomes a fool. Anything to please the woman so that he'll get his opportunity. So Lord Kapildev said, one should never associate with such a gross fool. Mutation. Who's, what is it? Yoshit Krida Mrigeshu Cha. Who's like a toy animal. Mrigam means animal. Yoshit Krida Mrigeshu Cha. It was like a toy animal in the hands of a woman. One should never associate with those persons. Sometimes we see that there are so-called spiritual teachers, but they're not free from attachment to sense enjoyment. And so they make something that she's, you know, the divine mother or whatever. But the real thing is that Yoshi Peter Vigesha child. And toy animals in the hands of them. So one should avoid such persons and one should avoid the non-devotees. There are two kinds of commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, commentary by the devotee and the commentary by the non-devotee. We should avoid the commentary by the non-devotee because Srinivai Vaisaramash, that will ruin one's spiritual progress. But Satam Prasangatma Viryasam, when we hear the Krishna Katha from the right source in the association of devotees, then we'll go from strength to strength, from faith, attachment, pure devotional service, step by step by step. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you all very much. Any questions?
There's a two-part in my question. Part A is, we should always engage in devotional service.
You should always engage in devotional service.
So how we are, means doing activities, physical activities.
Physical activities. So mental activities also. So verbal activities also.
So how is that part A? And part B is, when you are engaged.
How is that? Means what?
How we should get engaged in this physical activities.
How should we get engaged? Sevan mukhehi jivado. You start with the tongue. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And speak to others also. Krishna consciousness is nice. Speak to them something. Jai Dako Tari Kao Krishna Pradesh. And honor Krishna Prasad. That's the beginning. Otherwise, there's so many activities. We can be busy 24 hours a day. There's so much to do. The spiritual master gives some direction also. You do this, do this, do this. That answer part A?
When we are doing these physical activities, serving the Vaishnava also is one of the activities. Mm-hmm. So when we are doing, we may do some apradhas, like my Nama Apradha, Vaishnava Apradha, so many apradhas. So is actually, they said Vaishnava Apradha is very, very unforgivable also. Mm-hmm. So this is better or not engaging in the ritual activities?
Is it better to avoid Vaishnava Seva, that way you avoid the Seva Aparadhas? That's like avoiding eating so that you don't get indigestion.
Because you're not very much qualified now.
We may not be, but then, you know, my digestion is not very good, so I'll just give up eating. That will solve the problem.
It is Mayavadi. Refrain.
That we can't do. Rather, we should try our best to serve the Vaishnavas. And we ask them that, my dear Vaishnava, if I committed any mistake, please forgive me. We try to do everything very nicely and satisfy the Vaishnavas. And if I anything wrong, please forgive my mistake. In that way. Janadapi shuni chaina chuvarapi sishuni. Those who are proud, puffed up, they'll have a hard time associating with the Vaishnavas. Because their business is how I'm better than everyone else. So that means they have to tear down the other Vaishnavas. Oh, he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. And then they'll commit Vaishnava Aparadhas because of being puffed up. Therefore, amani na amani dena. Then they become envious also. Some person was kept out of the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his mentality was not very pure. Then he became more envious. Oh, Dvaita Acharya's house. He became more envious. And he made some, tried to discredit Dvaita Acharya, put paraphernalia for worshipping Durga outside the house so that people would think that, you know, what kind of Vaishnava is he? And the Dvaita Acharya came and showed everybody the next morning, just see how I'm secretly worshipping Durga. Here's the paraphernalia. But that's what it is. Envy, Prabhupada gave another explanation of envy, is that you're unhappy to see someone else making advancement. Because again, that means he's going ahead of me. If someone's trying to be a Vaishnava, then if he's held back in some way or he's not granted some privilege, then he denounces all the other Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. If I could, just like a child, you know, a child is, some child, his sister or brother is given a toy and he doesn't get it, then he'll destroy it. You know, if I can't enjoy it, then you can't enjoy it either. That's envious. That's envious. If I can't enjoy it, then at least I'll make sure that you can't enjoy it. So envy means I'm sorry to see that someone else is making progress in Krishna consciousness. Rather, we should be happy. In the spiritual world, Prabhupada said there's competition. The gopis are trying to see who can please Krishna more. But if some other gopi gives more pleasure to Krishna, then they don't become envious of that stupid gopi. What's Krishna seeing her? She's served Krishna so nicely. Now let me see what I can do. But first there's appreciation. So we should appreciate the good qualities of the Vaishnavas. The tendency is there to be critical. One has to be very careful. Therefore, one of the offenses to blaspheme the devotees who dedicated their lives, propagating the holy name of the Lord. We should be very, very careful. There are two things. There's some verse that one shouldn't praise anyone and one shouldn't criticize anyone. But then the explanation was given that if you make the mistake of praising, that's all right. The Vaishnavas, if we praise them, that's good. But we shouldn't criticize. Sometimes the tendency is there. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if there was some meeting among the devotees, he would sometimes direct, all right, now you tell about the good qualities of you. This devotee, you're now appointed to speak about the good qualities of that devotee. Maybe they've got some, you know, unhappiness between them, something. But as soon as we start thinking about the good qualities of the devotees, then we begin to realize, oh, they're engaged in the service of Krishna. Therefore, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he would never hear blasphemy of devotees. As soon as someone starts to say, say, all I know is that all the devotees are engaged in the service of the Lord, he wouldn't hear it. One shouldn't speak critically about the devotees, and one shouldn't hear criticism of the devotees. But one should serve. One should, to avoid that, it doesn't mean I'll avoid the devotees. I'll try to please them. Something else?
Maharaj, one more small question. You said Lord Shri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So he does things at his own free will. He does not
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and he does things of his own free will.
He does not have to take permission.
He doesn't have to take permission.
He does not worship anyone.
He doesn't have to worship anyone. He doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, but when he came as Lord Ram, and he was about to go to Lanka to conquer Ravana, and he was going to Lanka to fight against Ravana.
Going to fight against
In Rameshwar, Ram. He installed a Shivalinga. And he did a puja.
He installed the Shiva Linga, Rameshwaram, he did the puja. But he didn't have to.
But he's a Supreme Lord. So
he just like, he had the monkeys. You guys throw the boulders and I'll float them. He didn't have to do that either. He could have floated them himself. Lord Ram doesn't need a batch of monkeys. He could have done the whole business by himself. He didn't need Hanuman. He didn't need Sugriva, he didn't need anybody. Single-handedly, he didn't even need Lakshman. He could have done the whole business by himself. But just to glorify the devotees, just to glorify that even monkeys engaged in my service become glorious. Just to glorify Hanuman. You guys throw the boulders and I'll float them.
Why did he pray to Lord Shiva?
Yes, to glorify the devotee. Lord Shiva is also his devotee. Vaishnavana Mitasham. So even Lord Ram is glorified. he's worshipping, what to speak of worshipping Lord Shiva. He's worshipping Nanda Maharaj. He's taking the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head.
Yes.
Now, does that mean that now maybe Krishna's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Maybe Nanda Maharaj is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? After all, Krishna's carrying his shoes. But that's the nature of Krishna. He's not just speaking, don't be envious, but he himself appreciates his devotees. So he's glorifying Lord Shiva, he's glorifying Hanuman. But he doesn't have to.
But this leads to a school of thought for people.
Yeah, it leads to the school of thought that Rameshwara, that Lord Shiva is the Ishwara of Ram. But it's Ram Ishwara. It's Ram who's the Ishwara of Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
They're confused because they're not taking direction from Bhagavad Gita. Aham Adirhi Deva Anam. I'm the source of all the devas, including Mahadeva. Aham Sarvasya Bhuvuva. I'm the source of everything. Matta Sarvam Bhuvartate. Everything comes from me. Maam Ekam Shagavuva. We go by Bhagavad Gita, it becomes very clear. But they don't take Bhagavad Gita as it is. They hear from the non-devotees. Or they don't hear at all. And they'll misunderstand. Something else?
I just explained the second chapter.
Second chapter is confidential knowledge.
That he explains about the, we are not about ignorance. But in India, it's very common that people know that they are not about because of knowledge of Bhagavatam, but they don't go hide out there.
Yeah, therefore, India is advanced. What nobody knows in the rest of the world is common knowledge in India. Everyone knows I'm not this body, I'm not spirit soul. Because after all, Krishna came in India. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is known practically in every house. Bhagavad Gita is there. So people know I'm not this body. They have confidential knowledge, but they don't get the more confidential knowledge. Therefore, they're not engaged in practical activities. I'm not this body, but I act as if I'm this body. I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul, but what am I doing? I'm working hard like an ass to maintain my family. And what is the use of not being this body? You're acting as though you're this body. Your goal in life is to satisfy the senses of this body. So it's theoretical knowledge. Therefore Krishna says, Jnana Vijnana Sahitam. I'm going to give you knowledge, the way you get in a book, and Vijnana, realization. Vidami Buddhi Yogam Dham. I'm going to give you realization so that you can apply the knowledge. Realization, Vigyan, means applied knowledge. You may have theoretical knowledge of surgery. That doesn't mean you can do surgery. For that you have to get the training, you have to get the experience, then you can do surgery. Otherwise it's theory. I can read a book on surgery also. You wouldn't want to come for an operation to me. Yeah, I have theoretical knowledge. But this is applied knowledge. But Krishna says, I'm going to give you both. Jnana, Vijnana, Sahita. Knowledge with realization. Knowledge with realization. So that's lacking in India. Maybe they have beginning. But they, when they get to the higher level, it's like they haven't gotten past grade school. They know A, B, C, D, but they don't know the confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge that Krishna is speaking. Maham Ekam Sharanam Vraja. They don't know. How to engage practically in devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Bhavanam. They don't know. Or if they know, they don't apply it. That means it's theoretical. maybe even theoretically they have some idea that I should serve Bhagavan and everything is Bhagavan, but then they're keeping it. They're not surrendering, they're keeping their material attachments. Even the person who's, you know, sincere, he needs guidance, how to practically engage in the service of the Lord. Tad vigyan artam saguru meva vigyashtya. Therefore, it's stated in the Shastra, if you want vigyan, you want to be able to apply this spiritual knowledge, act on the spiritual knowledge, guru meva vigyashtya. One must approach the bona fide guru. They don't do that. Or they approach some bogus nonsense who teaches them about, what is that, the art of living. You know. What is the art of living? The art of living is something vague. But the art, sarva karma sukoshalam, real art is how to surrender to Krishna and act in Krishna's service. That art they're not teaching. It's like modern art, you know, this old modern art that's all hodgepodge. The art of confused living. Those who are born in Bharatbhumi should perfect their life and spread this knowledge. Yeah.
So, but then my doubt is how come, whereas we see the devotees from our Western world, they are more serious, they are more dedicated to the organization than
what? Western, why are they more serious? Because the Indians are less serious. Indians could be the most serious. They have every advantage. Culture, easy access. The Indian languages are so close to the Sanskrit language. So many acharyas are there. Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Nimbarka Acharya, Vishnu Swami Acharya, all in India. So many holy places. Vrindavan is there. And so many others. Jagannath Puri is there. Dwarka is there. Rameshwaram is there. Tirupati is there. So many. So they could be the most serious. But they're serious about making money. They're serious about catching up to America. Serious about stardust. About movies and this and that. So then, even the Americans will catch. Even the Africans. I was in Kenya and Ghana, and the Africans are chanting Hare Krishna, and the Indians are making money. Not all the Africans, of course, but you know, very serious African boys and girls. They're chanting Hare Krishna. They're every day reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. They're worshipping the deity, Radha Krishna. They're offering, cooking for Krishna, offering to Krishna, distributing books. And the Indians are making money. Even the Africans are defeating the Indians. Because the Indians are neglecting. Otherwise, the Indians could be way out in front. But they're neglecting. Prabhupada said, you know, like the Krishna's here, the Indians are here, and the Westerners and others are over here, but the Indians are going that way. And the Westerners, those who are attention to Krishna consciousness, although they're farther away, they're going in the right direction. Of course, now, some very serious Indians are taking to our Krishna consciousness movement. So you take it very seriously, you take the lead.
I was lost
don't just take it that my life is to live in the Gulf and make money. That's a waste of your human life or a waste of Indian life. You've got the opportunity, human life, Indian life also. But take it very seriously. All right, I'll make some money that, but my real business is to serve Krishna. And take it so seriously so that you're prepared so in the future you can spread it all over the world. That Prabhupada did. He did some business, he did some family duties. And then he went on and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. Even in his family life, of course, he was going back to Godhead, he was doing serious. But then finally he left everything, and here we are. Prabhupada said, and I'm only one Indian. And by my humble efforts, something has happened. So if you all take it very seriously, every one of you can do so much work. We underestimate, you know, even an ordinary devotee, he goes someplace where the people are not familiar with Krishna consciousness, and he speaks simple things, you know, you're not this body, you're spirit soul, life is meant for spiritual realization. It's a revelation for them. Chant Hare Krishna, your life will be sublime. That much. That much can turn everybody, can turn a person's whole life around. Few words. You think, well, what can I say? And I'm only a grihastha, or whatever. No. Whatever you heard about the science of Krishna, repeat that, and it will act. Some Krishna will send some receptive person and say, well, on that principle, Prabhupada went to the West, that I may not be very qualified, but potency is actually with you, so I'll speak your message and you can do the needful. If we have that confidence, we can go anywhere. Is that all right? Take more questions. Should we stop here? Tell me.
One last question.
As we said about sarva upadhi, actually all the designation. It means only like nationality, material designation, or including varnashram dharma.
Yeah, including varnashram dharma. Sarva upadhi vinir mukta. I'm a Brahmin. Someone has popped up, I'm a Brahmin, because I've got a two-paise thread, and my father was a Brahmin. Of course, I'm smoking. Or I'm a Brahmin. And what am I doing? Am I worshipping the deity? Am I reading Bhagavad Gita? No, I'm going to an American university and learning IT so that I can make money. Then what is your use of you being a Brahmin? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra. I'm not a Brahmacharya, I'm not a Grahastha, I'm not a Vanaprastha, I'm not a Sannyasi. Gopi Bharata Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa. I'm simply the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That's our real designation. Everyone, therefore, in initiation, we all get this designation. In India, you, by the name, you can tell this person's a Vaishya, this person's a Brahmin, this person's a this, this person's a that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is our real designation. Jivar Sharupoi Krishna Yamajidas. Everyone is Krishna's servant. That's our eternal designation. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.